Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Welcome to another deep dive into the paranormal where mystery and history collide in the most unexpected ways. Today we're heading to Turnbull Canyon, a place nestled in the hills of Whittier, California, known for its eerie sightings, tragic accidents, and a dark history shrouded in cult activity. Is this a cursed place, or are there natural forces at play here that create the perfect environment for the supernatural to take root? What makes Turnbull Canyon particularly unnerving isn't just the isolated, rugged terrain or the spooky tales that have surfaced over the years. It's the deep sense of unease that seems to hang in the air like a heavy fog, one that has led countless people to believe that something otherworldly might be lurking just beyond sight. From mysterious lights in the distance to shadowy figures that seem to move on their own, this canyon is a magnet for those seeking to uncover the truth. But with each new revelation comes more questions. Are these simply the result of overactive imaginations, or is there something truly sinister about the land? I'm Tony Bruschi, and today we're going to dig into the haunted history of Turnbull Canyon, where every step may take you closer to the truth or deeper into a mystery that is yet to be solved. Turnbull Canyon, a sprawling stretch of land tucked away in Whittier, California, has captivated locals and visitors for decades. This isolated, rugged area with its dense trees, narrow pathways, and steep slopes has long been shrouded in mystery. Yet it's not just the challenging terrain or the serene beauty of the canyon that attracts people. It's the chilling stories that swirl around the place. Stories that date back hundreds of years. The history of Turnbull Canyon stretches back to the days of the Tongva people, the Native American tribe who inhabited much of Southern California before Spanish settlers arrived. For centuries, the Tongva lived and thrived in the land that would later become Whittier, their presence a peaceful, harmonious part of the area's natural flow. But as the Spanish colonization took hold, the landscape and its people began to change. The area was eventually named after Henry Turnbull, a local rancher who settled there in the 19th century. This marked the beginning of a new chapter for the canyon, one that would eventually be filled with not only tales of fortune, but also of misfortune and mystery. As the years passed, Turnbull Canyon transitioned from a rural area to one of agricultural development, and later, a more residential area. The canyon's peaceful exterior masked a darkening history. A history that would begin to take a strange turn in the 20th century. For years, locals would hear stories of accidents, bizarre phenomena, and unexplainable events tied to the canyon. Car accidents in particular seemed to occur frequently on the winding, treacherous roads that cut through the area. These accidents were often fatal, leaving behind lingering questions about the area's energy or curse. As reports of unusual occurrences, things like strange lights, eerie noises, and a general sense of unease started to surface, the canyon's reputation began to grow darker. By the late 1980s and early 1990s, Turnbull Canyon began to take on an ominous, almost legendary, aura. People spoke of mysterious figures seen walking the trails, only to vanish without a trace. There were accounts of visitors feeling an inexplicable chill, even during the hottest months of the year. But these were just the beginning of the eerie tales that would continue to haunt Turnbull Canyon. And perhaps the most unsettling element to Turnbull Canyon's story is the suggestion that its haunted reputation may be tied to the alleged cult activity that surfaced around the same time. Local legends claim that the canyon had long been a site for occult rituals, particularly in the 1980s, with reports of strange symbols being discovered in remote parts of the canyon. Investigators found signs of candles, ceremonial objects, and what appeared to be offerings left behind. The idea of occult activity, whether it was truly happening or simply the product of myth, only served to deepen the canyon's dark reputation. It's easy to dismiss these stories as urban legends, the result of an overactive imagination or a desire to build a sense of mystery around an otherwise ordinary place. But what makes Turnbull Canyon stand out is the growing body of evidence that points to something much more tangible. Over the years, numerous individuals have reported paranormal encounters in the canyon, from ghostly apparitions to the chilling sensation of being watched. Could these stories simply be coincidences, or could there be something more to the rumors of restless spirits or lingering energies? There's another possibility, however, that might explain the strange happenings in Turnbull Canyon. The environment itself. The canyon's natural landscape is known for its steep hills, winding paths, and dense forests. Perfect conditions for feelings of isolation, confusion, and unease. The topography of Turnbull Canyon makes it an area where it's easy to become disoriented. Add to this the canyon's dense fogs, its frequent changes in weather, and its overall eerie atmosphere, and you begin to understand how the mind could play tricks in such an environment. Some people argue that the natural elements, like the electromagnetic energy in the canyon, could be responsible for the strange occurrences. There are even theories suggesting that the unsettling feeling people report when visiting the canyon might be caused by the electromagnetic fields that naturally arise from certain types of terrain. In fact, it's been documented that some locations in Turnbull Canyon register high levels of electromagnetic activity, which can, according to certain scientific studies, cause people to feel a sense of unease, confusion, or even hallucinations. High EMF levels are often linked to what some researchers believe to be residual energy from traumatic or violent events. If such an energy exists in Turnbull Canyon, could it be the source of the odd sensations people report? Moreover, the psychological aspects of the canyon's legends can't be ignored. With such an eerie reputation, visitors come to Turnbull Canyon primed for an experience. It's easy for the mind to jump to supernatural conclusions when people expect to encounter something strange. This phenomenon, known as confirmation bias, means that people will interpret random occurrences, like the rustling of leaves or a distant sound, as signs of paranormal activity. The belief in ghosts or spirits can color one's perceptions, shaping the way the canyon's atmosphere is experienced. It's clear that a mix of psychological, environmental, and historical factors contributes to the ongoing allure of Turnbull Canyon. But while these rational explanations offer insight into the uncanny experiences reported, they don't account for everything. The strange lights, shadow figures, and disembodied voices continue to captivate those who dare to venture into the canyon, raising the question, are they simply the product of overactive imaginations, or is there something truly paranormal at work here? As the years passed, the paranormal reputation of Turnbull Canyon only continued to grow, and with it came a surge of reports, each more chilling than the last. It wasn't just casual visitors anymore. Serious paranormal investigators and thrill seekers began to flock to the canyon, eager to uncover the truth behind the many strange events that had been described. What they found would only add to the mythos of this eerie place. One of the most widely reported phenomena in the canyon is the mysterious lights that often appear in the distance. These lights, sometimes described as small orbs or flickering globes, seem to hover just above the ground, darting between trees or floating along the winding paths of the canyon. Witnesses have claimed that these lights have no clear source of illumination, no flashlights, cars, or any visible technology that could explain their presence. They appear and disappear in the blink of an eye, vanishing without leaving a trace. This phenomenon is especially unnerving because of the isolated nature of Turnbull Canyon. There's no clear explanation for the lights, and no one has ever been able to definitively explain where they come from. Investigators who have visited Turnbull Canyon to capture evidence of the paranormal have reported not only witnessing the lights themselves, but also capturing them on camera. Some even claim to have caught strange figures or shadows darting in the background of their photos, furthering the theory that the canyon is home to more than just natural anomalies. Yet skeptics argue that the lights are nothing more than a trick of the mind caused by the reflection of car headlights from nearby roads or light pollutions from the surrounding area. Still, for those who have seen them, the lights defy any logical explanation. In addition to these ghostly lights, visitors have reported encountering shadowy figures that seem to appear out of nowhere. These figures, which are often described as human-like, but completely black or shadowy, sometimes move with an unnatural speed, darting behind trees or vanishing as quickly as they appear. Many witnesses claim that these shadows seem to follow them, lurking just out of sight or crossing their path at strange intervals. It's as though the figures are aware of the person's presence, reacting in a way that suggests they're more than just figments of imagination. One of the most striking encounters occurred during a late-night investigation when a group of ghost hunters reported a shadowy figure moving toward them on the trail. When they attempted to approach, the figure immediately darted into the trees, vanishing before their eyes. The group, shaken by the experience, claims to have felt a sharp drop in temperature as the figure appeared, followed by a feeling of intense dread. They weren't the first to experience such a phenomenon, nor would they be the last. The shadow figures of Turnbull Canyon have become one of the most defining elements of the area's paranormal lore. But perhaps the most unsettling report to emerge from Turnbull Canyon is the sound of disembodied screams that echo through the night. These screams, often described as anguished or desperate, seem to come from deep within the canyon, sometimes so loud that they're clearly audible from miles away. Some people describe hearing the screams as they hike along the canyon's paths, while others claim to have heard them from the comfort of their homes, located nearby. Despite numerous investigations, the source of these screams remains a mystery. No one has ever been able to trace them back to any living person or animal. Skeptics attribute the sounds to wildlife or other natural causes, but for many, the eerie nature of the screams suggests something much more sinister. As the stories grew, so did the number of people willing to visit Turnbull Canyon in search of their own paranormal experiences. And it wasn't just random hikers or thrill seekers. Even paranormal investigators began making their way to the canyon, hoping to uncover concrete evidence of the supernatural. Many who entered the canyon came out with stories of their own, often ones that they couldn't easily explain away. One team of investigators, known for their work on television programs and documentaries about hauntings, spent an entire night inside the canyon in an attempt to capture evidence of the paranormal. They set up cameras, EMF detectors, and other equipment in various spots throughout the canyon. Despite the advanced technology, the investigators were left with far more questions than answers. Their equipment malfunctioned repeatedly in certain locations, and their footage revealed strange, unexplainable blurs or anomalies that couldn't be identified. Most chilling of all, the team reported that at one point during their investigation, they were confronted by the distinct sensation of being watched, followed by the unmistakable sound of footsteps behind them, though when they turned around, no one was there. These investigations, along with the continued reports from visitors, only fueled the belief that Turnbull Canyon is a place where the supernatural manifests in strange and unexplained ways. Some believe that the paranormal events are tied to the canyon's dark history of tragic accidents, suicides, and mysterious deaths that have occurred over the years. Others argue that the canyon's eerie reputation is the result of psychological factors such as the power of suggestion and the collective belief in its haunted nature. Still others speculate that the canyon is a hotspot for interdimensional activity, where the veil between the living and the dead is thinner than in other locations. The rise in paranormal investigations has brought even more attention to Turnbull Canyon, and with each new story and each new piece of evidence, the mystery only deepens. Some believe that the canyon's history of occult activity and tragic deaths has left behind an imprint of energy that continues to linger. Whether it's the spirits of the past, environmental anomalies, or something else entirely, Turnbull Canyon has proven itself to be a place where the unexplained thrives. So what do we make of the strange events in Turnbull Canyon? Is it the dark energy left behind by tragic accidents and occult rituals? Or is it just a place where the mind plays tricks on us, fed by stories and rumors passed down through the years? The mystery of Turnbull Canyon doesn't offer a clear answer, but it certainly provides enough to keep us questioning. Whether it's the eerie lights, the shadowy figures, or the chilling screams, the phenomenon seems to defy any logical explanation. Could it be the work of restless spirits, doomed to replay their final moments for eternity? Or is it simply the perfect storm of psychological and environmental factors, an isolated location steeped in tragedy, surrounded by dense trees and steep cliffs, that creates the conditions for the paranormal to take root? As many investigators have pointed out, the canyon has all the makings of a place ripe for the mind to imagine ghostly presences, particularly when people expect to encounter them. It's not uncommon for those who visit Turnbull Canyon, with the belief that it's haunted, to feel the weight of the atmosphere, as if the land itself is trying to communicate something, whether it's truly supernatural or just a trick of the mind. And yet, no matter how many times we try to explain the happenings away, whether through environmental factors like electromagnetic fields or psychological phenomena like confirmation bias, the truth is, we can't quite shake the sense that something is off about Turnbull Canyon. Is it a hotspot for paranormal activity or just a place where we project our fears and desires onto the unknown? That's something we may never fully understand. What we do know is that, like many other haunted places, Turnbull Canyon thrives on the mystery. It continues to draw people in, eager to uncover its secrets, yet leaving them with more questions than answers. But hey, maybe that's the point, after all. When it comes to places like Turnbull Canyon, the unknown is the real draw. It's the eerie sensation of something just out of sight, the shadow lurking at the edge of your vision that keeps us coming back. And no matter how many theories we come up with, there will always be that lingering question. Is it truly haunted? Or is it simply the landscape of our imagination, made all the more real by the stories we tell? I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.